Welcome in to the High School Basketball Player of the Week podcast, sponsored by the Indiana Basketball Coaches Association. I'm Nathaniel Finch, today joined by Graham Shear with this week's edition. We've got interviews from all seven Players of the Week this week. We've got two from District 3 on the boys' side of things, and coaches from every single player. First, from District 1, we've got a guy from Occoquan High School named Bauer Maple, a 5'11 senior guard, coached by John Burris, and the Braves are having a good season and led mostly by Bauer here. 36 points and a 2-point loss. Get the 74-72 high-scoring affair against Peru, and then a 31-point performance in a game in which his team scored 92. They won 92-55 against Eastern of Greentown. So let's get right into it. Let's talk to Bauer and Coach John Burris of the Braves. Coach Burris's first question for you, for Bauer, such a special talent on the floor. What makes him so good?
Well, I think he's multidimensional. You know, he can score. He can handle the ball. I think he's got a lot this year off his defense. You know, he's leading the state in steals. And that's led to a lot of breakout layups for him. I think he's also shot well at the line. He's been really hitting his free throws. So three-point shooting and then making other guys better around him, I think, has really added to his scoring. He's just been an all-around scorer this year for us, and he's done it in every way you can imagine. He's kind of added his mid-range jumper. When he can't get all the way to the rim, he'll pull up and hit. He's hit threes. You know, he's hit in traffic. So he's been really good in transition, and he's also been good in the half court. So I think he's really just became a complete scorer this year for us.
You mentioned how he has, you know, done a good job getting his teammates better and helping them. How has his leadership developed over the 4 years he's been with the program?
I think he's done really well with that. You know, this year he was really our senior back that was a scorer, and he's taken that to another level. He went from 11 points to 28 a game, which is a huge jump. But, you know, he saw that we needed that. He scored 46 points in one game this year, which, you know, was an incredible output for us. But I think he's just really taken the role of leadership and really put our team on his shoulders. And, you know, like the Peru game, he scored 36 of our 72 points. That shows the leader that he is. He's just really taking that and really taking pride in that.
Let's talk about that Peru game and then the Eastern one as well, the two that he's recognized with. 36 points in the first, 31 in the second. Impressive numbers, rebounding, steals, you know, assists. What was different last week?
Well, I think he's done a lot of that all year, but I think he's also somebody that when he looks at opportunities, you know, he'll take the opportunity that he's got. You know, when he's got an opportunity to do something, he's not down from that. And, you know, he's being challenged by other teams. You know, he's face guarded, and he's really worked through that. He's found ways to get open. He's found ways to score. That's why I think the multidimensional thing really helped him, where he's able to score in a lot of different ways because he's being guarded so heavily this year. So, you know, he's had several games over 30 points. I think this week was a really good week for him, but he's, you know, scored 28 a game, and, you know, he's already pushing towards 400 points this year. He's just been incredible the whole season.
Bauer, these next couple questions for you. You know, let's stick with last week, how against Peru you had 36 points, you had 31 against Eastern, just an impressive week. What was, you know, what was the feeling like in those games as you're up here able to score at will?
It was a good feeling. I just tried to, some of our other guys weren't hitting. I just tried to push through and make the best of the opportunity and try to get the win.
But you're not just scoring, right? I mean, against Peru, you had 8 rebounds, 6 assists, and 4 steals. What's it like not only being the leading scorer, but also you're able to contribute in all these other ways?
Well, I just try to do anything I can to help the team win, and that mostly starts with effort. So a lot of the rebounds and steals are just trying to hustle plays to keep everybody going and really just try to push us to be the best team we can be.
Now that you're in your fourth year with the Braves, what has the development been like for you since freshman year?
It's been a big difference. Every year I've had a different role. Freshman year I was more on the JV team, but then I slowly moved up and started being more of a facilitator, and this year I changed to be the main scorer. So it's been a big difference.
You put up 36 against Peru. Like Coach said, that's not even your best game of the season. But how does a week like last week set you up the rest of the season with the confidence you need?
It definitely brings more confidence. It shows that what we're doing in practice is working, and shows that I need to keep working hard and hopefully keep those numbers up.
Bauer, what are the goals for the rest of this season?
Hopefully make a run at, still make a run at conference, but definitely try to get that sectional done.
Hey, good luck with that. Good luck with the rest of the year. Hope you can continue to have success. Thanks for the time.
Thank you.
A big thank you to your District 1 Boys Player of the Week in Bauer Maple and his head coach, John Burris, for that conversation. Next, we move on to Pioneer High School. Ashlyn Brooke, the name might sound familiar because she's won this award before. Back in November was one of our District 1 Players of the Week, and she gets that honor today. District 1 Girls Player of the Week, presented by Franciscan Health. Ashlyn Brooke from Pioneer. She's headed to Ball State. She had a great week, 25 points and 11 rebounds, and a win against Maconaqua. And then in Game 2, a big win against Argos, 32 points she had in that contest. We'll talk to her and her head coach, Jeff Brooke.
For Pioneer, what has been the mindset here for the Panthers to start the year?
You know, I just think our mindset this year is just continue to get better each and every day. We step into the gym, and whether that's in a game or in practice, we want to make sure that we're elevating our game and focusing in on the things that we need to improve on, and you know, really worry about ourselves and making our areas of weaknesses better.
And for Ashlyn now, you guys are 16-3 Pioneer through 19 games the first few months of the year, and you had 25 points against Maconaqua this week, a pretty hard-fought win. It was just a four-point win. And then in the second game of the week, you had 32 points. What kind of growth have you seen in your game?
Yeah, credit goes to my teammates. You know, I have some pretty good post players who set screens for me, and they allow me to get open. But, I mean, Dad's always taught me to be patient with the ball and let the game come to me. So having that mindset going into the game to be patient and just let the game come to me is something that I have started to do, especially this year.
And also, what kind of growth have you seen from a leadership standpoint now in your senior year?
Yeah, everybody's always wanted me to be more vocal, and I think I'm starting to do that. You know, it's not always easy to tell teammates what to do in situations, but me opening my mouth has allowed us to win those 16 games.
And Ashlyn, you talked a little bit about your relationship with your teammates, you gave the credit to them. How does that relationship with, you know, your girls, your friends help that chemistry out there on the court?
Yeah, I mean, I consider the girls I play with my sisters, and it's not all about basketball. I love spending time with those girls pre-game, post-game. So, I mean, allowing to get along off and on the court is going to help anybody in the basketball game.
Ashlyn, how's it feel to be committed to Ball State now?
Amazing. It's a relief thing to be able to just go out and play and not worry about it, but it's also one of those things where you got to keep working. And now that I'm going to Ball State, like, the work doesn't stop. I got to stay in the gym and keep working.
Coach, question for you now. I mean, Ashlyn's your daughter. How does it feel as a dad to have her committed to play for Ball State next year?
You know, just a privilege and an honor, one, just to be your coach and be able to see, you know, all her hard work and dedication in season and definitely out of season, you know, over her career as a basketball player is awesome to see that dream of playing at the next level is coming true. And, you know, we're thankful to Ball State and all they've done and believed in her over her career. So excited that she gets to go and play at the next level. And Dad being able to just be a dad and not be a coach and be able to, you know, root her on at the next level is very exciting.
Last question here for Coach. What does the rest of the year look like for Pioneer? What do the Panthers have to look forward to?
So, you know, we've got a pretty tough schedule as we finish out the season here, as we look to head into sectional play. Excited to see what sectional draw will be on Sunday and what that would involve. You know, we're just going to continue to get in the gym, get better and better, and tweak those weaknesses that we need to tweak. And, you know, excited to see what the postseason will bring.
Coach Ashlyn, I want to thank you for your time. Again, congrats on the award. Good luck to you both the rest of the year.
Thanks for doing this. We appreciate you guys.
That was Ashlyn Brook and her head coach, her father, Jeff Brook from Pioneer High School. I want to thank them for their time. As we transition into District 2 boys, we head down to Pike High School. Coach Bill Zeich and Franciscan Health Player of the Week, Devin Woods. Here is that conversation with Coach Zeich and Devin. Coach, we'll actually start with you here. So Pike here through a couple months. What have you seen out of Devin here in these couple months here to start the year in his senior year?
Well, Devin's been playing for us since his freshman year. So this year was going to be a totally different role for him, as he was going to have to take the leadership role on along with his scoring. So he's adapted to that pretty well. Got our team off to a good start at 9-4 record. So he's adjusted to the new role and getting his teammates involved.
And Devin, now question for you. What kind of development have you seen in your own game out there?
I see the development in my all-around game, from getting my teammates involved to my scoring ability, and just taking on the leadership role, trying to be a good leader, since being on varsity for 4 years, just using my experience and my knowledge to help my team win.
And from a leadership standpoint, what has that growth been like for you out there with your guys?
Well, throughout my other years, I had real good players that I played with, so I was able to kind of just play and be the point guard, but never really took on that fierce leader role. But since my senior year, just playing with a lot of inexperienced guys, and it helped me develop, become a better leader and more vocal this year, and I'm still growing.
Devin, what are some of your personal goals as well as your team goals for the Red Devils the rest of the year here?
Number one, I hope to be over 500 and win our sectional and keep advancing in the tournament. And that's a team goal. As a personal goal, really just winning. I want to be Indiana All-Star. Being first team All-County, just things like that.
Coach, now a couple questions for you here. How does it feel to have a guy like Devin ball in his hands most of the time?
Well, again, the experience factor has been very, very good for us. And as he says, he's still continuing to learn. But it also, in high school basketball, you go as far as your guards will take you. And certainly with his experience and his skill level, it can take us a long way. So really appreciate him working as hard as he did to develop his game, and also working with our younger, inexperienced guys.
And then lastly, Coach, what's the rest of the year look like for the Red Devils here? What does Pike have to look forward to?
Well, I think starting out the year, as Devin mentioned, had a lot of inexperience on the varsity level. So I think we've kind of overachieved the games we've lost. We go back, and of the four losses, I think two of them were definitely a soundly beat. And the other two we probably could have won if we did a little better job during the game. So we have high hopes to keep on continuing to not only get better on the floor, but also know that goal down the line in March is pretty important around here at Pike High School. So, again, our goal is to win each game and then continue to get better. Our sectional is going to be very tough with Ben Davis and Southport in it, along with a few other schools. So we have to get a lot better to match their intensity.
Coach Devin, again, congrats on the award. Thanks for the time today, and good luck the rest of the season to you guys.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
That's Coach Bill Zeich and Devin Woods from Pike High School. Want to say thanks again to them giving us some of their time and kind of picking their brain today. Now let's head down District 2 girls, Coach Donna Buckley and Franciscan Health Player of the Week, Reagan Wilson from Noblesville High School with the Millers. Here's that conversation with Donna and Reagan. So, Coach, let's start with you. Through 21 games, the Millers are 18-3. How does it feel to have such a great record through the first couple months of the year, and what's been the mentality?
It's good. We've had a really great run so far, and definitely the mentality is just keep getting better every day and be fundamentally sound and, like I said, get everything we have to have a chance to win each time we step on the floor.
So, question for Reagan now. 17 points in your first game of the week this week, a big win over Mount Vernon, and then you had a career high with in your junior year with the Millers. You had a career high 37 points, and you beat the unbeaten number two in the state, Zionsville. How does it feel to come away with that tough win over Zionsville?
Yeah, definitely. It feels great. This team works so hard every day in practice. And just the amount of just teammanship that we have, togetherness to come together and win that game was just awesome. A great accomplishment for us, but it doesn't stop there. And we are just working hard for the next game we have.
Reagan, you know, you talk about the togetherness with your girls out there, with your friends, your sisters. What does that mean to you? And, you know, how does that help the chemistry out there on the court with such a close relationship?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we've all known each other probably since grade school, back in third, fourth grade. So just growing up together and just knowing each other so well, the amount of trust that we have on the court, and the confidence that we have in each other every game is just crazy. And I feel like that is one way that we're able to step on every court every night and have confidence within each other that we're going to win this game and do it together.
And Reagan, you're in your junior year now with Noblesville. What kind of, from a leadership standpoint, what kind of development have you seen in yourself?
I would say freshman year, I was definitely a little nervous coming in as a freshman. I mean, you just want to make everyone around you happy. But this year, with a few changes to our roster, just being able to jump into a new role where not only do I need to find everyone around me change the game, but then also focusing on being able to change the game with myself and everyone else, just taking in a new role and just involving everyone on and off the court, but being that voice for everyone when there is close games or the game is getting a little nervous when the ball's in my hand, but everyone is able to take like a deep breath and know that we're in good hands.
And Coach, kind of talk about what you've seen in Reagan now in her junior year.
Well, first of all, she's been a rock star since the beginning. Don't let her fool you when she said she was nervous. She's never been nervous. This kid's unbelievable. I don't even know how to describe her. She is a kid that makes everyone better. She's fun to watch. I mean, she just plays with joy. She's a kid that can help everyone, you know, play within their skill set and just makes everyone better. And at the same time, like I said, she can score, she can pass, defend. She can play hard for 32 minutes. And like I said, her leadership is, I've just never been around somebody like her. You've got basically a coach, on the floor at all times. And like I said, a really good coach at that too. Like I said, she's fantastic and just changes the game in so many ways.
Coach, now what's the rest of the year look like for Noblesville? What do the Millers have to look forward to here?
Well, we've got Harrison tonight. We're headed over there. And then Saturday, we've got conference game with Franklin Central. And then we wrap up with Pendleton on Wednesday. And then our sectional, obviously, is a crazy one that we've got coming up. And we're looking forward to it.
And what kind of things are you really looking forward to in that sectional? And what are the goals?
The goal definitely is the same for probably everybody in that sectional. We want to win a sectional. And like I said, you know, just take it one game at a time. I mean, there's not much else you can do. You're going to play good people every night, and you got to come ready to go. So that's just our focus. It's been the same focus every day. We want to be fundamentally sound and just keep getting better. And like I said, whatever happens from there, like I said, you know, we've done everything we can to control the outcome.
Coach Reagan, again, we appreciate your time. Thank you so much, and congratulations on the award. Good luck for you guys the rest of the year.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you.
Big thanks to Reagan Wilson and Coach Donna Buckley giving us some of their time today with Noblesville. We wish them luck tonight and wish them luck the rest of the year. Now let's head down. District 3 boys basketball, Marcus Ankeny, the Franciscan Health Player of the Week from Center Grove, and his coach, Zach Hahn. Here's that conversation with Coach Hahn and Marcus. Coach, let's start with you. The Trojans are 14-1 here through 15 games. What has been the mindset for Center Grove through these 15 games here, the first couple months?
I think we kind of set our mindset back in, you know, the off season in April, and we made our team motto this year, Made for March, and our whole goal is to be the hardest playing team in the state. And I think that's hard to do, you know, night in and night out over a 6-month season. But for the most part, I think these guys have at least beaten the intensity of every team we've played so far this year. And that, I think, has been a big reason why we've had such success this year.
Marcus, now question for you. So you had 25 games your first point or your first game this week. That was at Whiteland. Then in the second game, also again, 19 points. You were 3 for 3 from downtown, 5 rebounds, 4 assists, kind of doing it all around the court. What has been your mindset here through 15 games?
Through 15 games, I mean, obviously me and Bundy are kind of the playmakers of the team. And so I kind of know that, like, I have to score the ball, but also have to get my teammates open as well. I mean, you know, I try when I score the ball, I score the ball. But when I also like drive and kick, you know, I feel like I trust my teammates to hit shots, and I think Bundy does that well as anybody as well.
So Marcus, you're a senior here with the Trojans. How is it feeling from a leadership standpoint? What have you seen, you know, developmental wise in yourself?
I mean, I've definitely had to take on the leadership role of this team, and I felt like I've embraced it, and I've definitely been the vocal leader, and it's, you know, I feel like it's fun because you know, you're getting everyone hyped, and even when you're losing or down and your team is struggling, you still have to be positive, and you know, just talking to my teammates, and we're all good, like we all hang out, so we're all like really close, like net group. And so, you know, it's just fun being the leader of this team, and you know, especially winning is fun. But as a leader, I feel like you always got to stay positive, even in the, you know, even when you're losing, even when you're down. So that's just my goal through this team.
You talk about your relationship with your guys off the court. How does that help the on the court, you know, relationship and the chemistry?
I feel like it's trust, you know. We hang out with each other. We do things with each other. We go to cryo. We go to rehab. We go to breakfast. And so we're all around each other. We all know each other. We know each other's parents. So it's like we have that bond that, like, no one can break. And that's why I said, like, when we're losing, we just stick to that bond, stick to that trust. And, you know, I think that's a big key in our success this year, too.
Marcus, how does it feel to be committed to Indiana Wesleyan, you know, to be committed there and play next year?
It feels awesome. You know, I'm really excited. They got a great coaching staff and a great team this year as well. And, you know, obviously I'm enjoying my senior year, but I can't wait for college and to take that next step in my career.
Coach, now a couple questions for you. How proud are you of Marcus to be committed to play for IWU next year?
I'm excited for him, number one, because, you know, I think back 4 years ago when he came as a little scrawny freshman, that was a goal of his. And he's a kid that's truly earned it. You know, we knew he was a good player coming through middle school, but he's embraced the culture. He's really worked hard to get his body right and be, you know, physically ready for college basketball because it's a big jump. And I think because of that preparation, that's a big reason why he's having success and why he's had success individually the last couple of years. He's a gym rat, and he deserves everything that he's getting this year, and just truly happy for him. And I think, you know, like most of the time, Indiana Wesleyan and that NAI level, they're getting a steal on a player. So, I think he can play at the highest level, and I think he's going to have great success at Indiana Wesleyan also.
Coach, lastly, what's the rest of the season look like for Center Grove for the Trojans here? What do they have to look forward to?
I mean, we've got to get better. Well, there's a lot of things still to improve upon, right? I think most people would be happy with 14-1, and we are. But the biggest thing is we've got to be focused on, you know, getting better every day. And when we do that, that gives us a chance to be special in March. And that's kind of what our mentality's been all year. We're doing some things really, really well right now offensively. The defensive end is where we've got to shore some things up and really lock in and get better. And if we do that, you know, we're able to play all the different styles of basketball you're going to see at the end of the year. We can play a game where they slow it down. We can play an up-tempo game. We can attack against zone. You know, if they box in one on Marcus or triangle in two on a couple of our guys, we've got the pieces to be able to attack all of that. But the execution part and the defensive intensity and execution as well are going to be key for us going down the stretch.
Coach Marcus, again, appreciate your time. Thanks for all your time and your efforts. And congratulations again on the award. Good luck to you guys the rest of the year.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
That's Marcus Ankeny and his coach Zach Hahn from Center Grove High School. The Trojans are 14-1. Want to wish them congratulations and good luck the rest of the year. Let's transition into District 3 boys, the second District 3 boys today. Cade Morton from Pike Central High School and his coach Hunter Elliott. The Franciscan Health Player of the Week here is Cade and Coach Elliott.
This first question for you, Coach. Quade is such a special player. What makes him so special on the court?
Really, I think, you know, what sets him apart is his work ethic. He's very gifted, but he puts in a lot of time. You know, he's in before school getting shots up, working on his game, and then he puts a lot of time in the offseason, and that's really the separator, I think.
As far as his talent, what separates him on the basketball court talent-wise?
He can do a little bit of everything. He can score from all three levels. He's got a really good handle. He's very athletic. Very shifty, and then he can really shoot the basketball, so it's very tough to guard him.
He's in his junior year with you guys, and I'm sure that you're excited to have him for an extra year. But what has his development been like since that freshman year and before, if you've had a chance to work with him?
Yeah, you know, coming into the high school as a freshman, we kind of knew how good he was and how good his class is, and you know, he didn't start his freshman year, but he played a whole lot. I mean, he only played varsity his freshman year. So at this point, you know, it's basically like he's a three-year starter in my eyes as far as the number of games that he's played. And it's just been a good progression. He worked on his game, like I said, and he's put in a lot of time and just gotten better in all areas and gotten a lot stronger, put a lot of time in the weight room and a lot more explosive. And, you know, he's reaping the benefits now.
Tell me about how his leadership has developed over the couple years.
He's definitely growing in that area as well. He's got some leaders above him in the senior class, I think, that have kind of laid the groundwork. But, you know, he's one that definitely leads by example. You know, when your best player is putting in all that extra time, staying after and working on his game, and now he's bringing a lot of the younger kids in with him and getting freshmen to work out with him. And, you know, he's becoming more vocal every day in practice and on the court. And, you know, it's just another one of those areas where he continues to grow.
Coach, Quade had, you know, he averaged 30 points last week, got a couple big wins for you, one of them in triple overtime. What was the difference for him on the floor last week?
He was rolling. He was locked in and rolling. I mean, he's been a big scorer for us all year. But, you know, he kind of got going early in the Heritage Hills game. We knew it was a big game, a conference game, a sectional opponent, and, you know, somebody that's ranked in the state. So, and we had beat him at our place last year, kind of at the last second. So we knew it was going to be a great atmosphere. And, you know, he got going, and then we just kept feeding that hot hand.
Quade, this next question for you. Let's, you know, stay on the topic of that Heritage Shields game. You guys go into triple overtime, and the reason you did was because of your game-tying three-pointer. Walk me through, you know, the stress levels towards the end of that game when it's a close game against a big opponent and you guys are able to pull it away.
Yeah, I would say, yeah, when I caught the ball, like, I just remember everyone in the whole stands, like, it was so loud. You couldn't hear a thing. Like, it was the game tying three. I think there was like 3 seconds left when I caught the ball. And I mean, you could hear nothing. The entire like arena was roaring. And yeah, I just was very, very anxious, but yeah, it was very strange.
You find yourself open from beyond the arc. You have the ball in your hands. You know that's going in. Was that a guarantee for you?
I mean, I was confident. I let go of it, and, you know, I thought it might have been a little long, but it went in, so, you know.
Triple overtime is a lot of basketball. How do you stay, you know, how do you keep from just falling over towards the end of that third overtime?
Well, actually, that's funny because I think it was around the very beginning of the first overtime, I started getting cramps in my calf. So we kind of battled through that throughout the whole overtime. I was, like, on the sidelines. I had little it was mustard packets. I was eating those, getting Gatorade in me, trying to fuel up. But yeah, very, very exhausting.
Compare that game winning or the game tying 3-pointer to your game winning shot at the end. Was it the same feeling? Was it just as loud, the same feeling of anxiety? Or was it like, oh, I've been here before, I just did this 10 minutes ago?
I mean, yeah, I definitely think the game winning shot, the score was tied there. So like, I'm not as worried. I'm like, all right, you know, we miss it. It's all right. We go to fourth overtime. But yeah, no, it was very, very stressful. But yeah.
Quade, your next game, you put up another 29 points, another impressive win, that one against Wood Memorial. How has, you know, last week and really your success so far this year set you up confidence-wise for the rest of the season?
Oh, yeah, it's been huge. I think those last two games were just a really big confidence builder for me. I think that I should be able to carry that out throughout the rest of the season, just knowing that, hey, like, I can get it rolling. I can put the ball in the basket.
What are some goals you guys have set as a team?
I think our main goal as a team would be to win sectional and even go farther than that. We would really like to win conference. So that is still attainable. We'd have to play really good, but that's another goal of ours.
Well, Quade, good luck the rest of the year. Appreciate you guys' time. Thanks a lot, Coach, and have a good one.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Big thank you to head coach Hunter Elliott and Quade Morton of Pike Central High School. Next, we'll move on to the District 3 Girls Player of the Week. Her name is Sage Stahl. Might sound familiar because she, just like Ashlyn from District 1, has won this award before. We'll talk to her, Sage Stahl, and her head coach Danny Brown of the Olympians of Columbus East High School. For Sage, she just keeps getting better. 29 points and 9 rebounds against Bedford, 32 points against Pekin, and then 37 points. That's a career high against New Albany. A couple wins to cap off last week. So let's talk to Sage and head coach Danny Brown of Columbus East High School. Coach, Sage has been such a special player for the Olympians this year. What's been the difference?
This is the second time that she's been player of the week statewide, so for District 3, which is very special. But like I said before, she's just been so consistent. She's every game she's scored 20 or more points, but you know, she just makes her teammates better, and you know, she's just so quick, so fast, and right now I think she's 26 points a game and almost 10 rebounds, and playing the schedule we do, that's pretty special. And she's a special player, and you know, one of the all-time greats we've ever had here at Columbus East.
And it seems like she just keeps getting better. I mean, last week, 29 points, 32 points, a career high 37. For last week specifically, you know, what was the difference for that for her? Why was she able to be so successful?
Well, the thing too that you probably don't know, she's coming off an ankle injury. She got hurt late in the game at Zionsville, and then basically didn't practice for a week and tried to get ready to play for the Seymour game a week later and could not go. So we held her out that game and had another week to heal. So she did all that coming off of a pretty severe ankle injury to score 29 points against a real good Bedford team, and you know, then peak in a 32, and then Hoosier Hills Conference a career high 37 at New Albany. You know, she she's the go-to person for us, and she gets a lot in transition. She's shot 80% from the field last week and 91% from the free throw line, so averaged 33. So that's a pretty special week. So we're pretty proud of her and what she's accomplished this year, and she just keeps getting better and better.
And, Coach, she's not just scoring, right? She had, you know, 9 rebounds in 2 of those games last week, 7 steals against Pekin. How helpful has that been for the team that she's not just a one-dimensional player?
Oh, no. She's a fantastic defensive player. 7 steals, like you said, in that game. She holds the school record with 14 steals in a sectional game last year against Bloomington North. Last year, you know, averaged about 5-6 steals a game, and about 4 or 5 this year. So, you know, yeah, she does it on both ends of the court. And, we need that. We're getting that production from her every night. And, you know, we need that against the schedule that we're playing this year. And that record may not reflect how good we are, but we feel pretty good about what we're doing right now heading down the stretch, we've got four more games and then the section.
Sage, these next questions for you. Last week, you know, you had a very impressive week. And again, it's the second time you've been selected as the player of the week. But what was the difference last week in those three games, you know, that led you to have so much success?
Well, you know, playing Bedford, starting out for a week, you know, it's always a competitive game. We want to beat them. And, you know, so I knew going into that game, you know, I just had to work really hard. And then the other two games, one was a conference game. And, you know, you got to win those. And it's like Coach Brown said, we didn't want to be last. So we knew New Albany was a big game. And then Eastern Pekin, you know, it was time for us to lose our losing streak. And so that was a big game for us as well to start our winning streak that we have going on right now.
In the middle of a winning streak, and, you know, the numbers you're putting up, very impressive. 37 points is your career high against New Albany. How did those games last week now set you up for confidence, you on an individual level, heading into the rest of the year?
Just knowing that I can be confident and I can take the ball to the basket, you know, I want to be out there. I want to play defense. I want to play offense. But, you know, my teammates, I want them to know that they can rely on me and that I can put the ball in the basket. So, you know, last week is definitely a confident booster, and I hope I can carry that out the rest of the season.
Sage, you've got that ankle injury. Coach talked about how it held you out of a couple games. You know, what was that like, knowing that you're not able to get out there on the floor for your teammates?
It was definitely tough for me. I definitely don't like sitting out at all, but, you know, it was good to see my team. I was cheering them on from the side, and it was a close game. We ended up losing it, but, you know, they played hard, and they played without, you know, me in the rotation, so it was definitely a different, but they adjusted really well, and I was happy I was able to watch them play.
Still any lingering effects from that injury, or are you fully healthy?
I'm about 100%, so, yeah, I'm good.
So headed to Indiana State here, and now just a couple months, what are the goals to finish out the season strong?
Definitely to win sectionals. That is our main goal. We have these four games left, and we're hoping that we can, you know, go into sectionals with wins from all four of those. And so that's the goal, and, you know, just keep pushing at it.
Sage, I wish you the best of luck the rest of the year. Coach, thanks for the time, and hope you guys enjoy a good season the rest of the way.
All right, thank you.
That does it for our interviews for this week. A big thank you to Sage Stahl and head coach Danny Brown of Columbus East. We'd like to thank all seven of the Franciscan Health Players of the Week presented by the Indiana Basketball Coaches Association. Best of luck to the three young ladies and four young men with the rest of their season. Tune in next Wednesday to hear from next week's six winners. For the Indiana Basketball Coaches Association with my partner Graham Shear, I'm Nathaniel Finch.